I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Hunger is a chronic problem for many families on the Blackfeet Reservation. Grocery stores are few and far between, and the poverty rate is around 40%. Like in any rural area, fresh food especially is expensive. It takes a lot of hours in the car or on the phone to access public assistance programs. But when a severe winter storm blew in around New Year's Eve, the chronic hunger issue became an acute crisis.
The snow got so deep that people in Hart Butte, the elders, didn't even get fed for 2 weeks.
Isakia, who also goes by Jimmy St. Goddard, is a medicine chief from Seville who's running for chairman of the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council this year. He wrote about the need on Facebook, and Greg Fortin, owner of Glacier Adventure Guides in Columbia Falls, responded.
Okay, I think we'll start putting the bread on top.
Fortin called around to food donation centers in the Flathead Valley, and within a day, secured 2,000 pounds of potatoes and a pallet of bread and granola bars from the Flathead Food Bank in Kalispell.
So what's the situation over there?
Well, from what I've been told, there's about 100 to 200 families that don't have enough food. And they had that, that weather, extreme weather that they had, and they had a state of emergency, so.
Fortin met St. Goddard first in Cutbank and then across the reservation in Hart Butte. In total, about 200 families came to pick up food boxes.
Potatoes and bread, we say napa yeni and spatakis.
Hart Butte is one of the more rural communities on the reservation. The sharp peaks of the Continental Divide cut the skyline to the west, and rolling prairie stretches to the east. The nearest full-service grocery store is 30 miles away in Browning. When any kind of weather blows in, trips into town are out of the question.
Yeah, we couldn't get out of here.
You couldn't even get out of town.
No, we couldn't even get out of our yard.
Marisha Wells Racine says hip-high snowdrifts covered the roads for days after the New Year's storm. Highway 2 over Marias Pass closed, as did tribal government offices in Browning.
Finally, my husband got stuck. He made it out, and he went through this down East Road, and it took him 2.5 hours to get to town to buy bread, potatoes, what we need. Come 2.5 hours back.
It was a few weeks late, but the donation drop was well received. Kids ran boxes to their grandparents, and adults packed a little extra for their neighbors. It's a good feeling, but St. Goddard says drops to rural communities don't happen often enough, nor do they begin to address chronic hunger on the reservation.
This is just a Band-Aid, but it's something. We need the whole thing.
The whole thing is economic revitalization. The State Department of Labor and Industry pegs unemployment on the reservation at 11% compared to Montana's 4% average. Locals consistently told me poverty, drugs, lack of transportation, no internet, and the sheer size of the reservation can make access to food and assistance programs feel impossible. But tribal and federal programs are trying to address that. Roy Crawford took the helm of the Blackfeet Food Distribution Program and the Tribal Blackfeet Food Pantry Program in 2016. He has big goals.
My plan is to close fiscal year 2018 over 1,000 individuals just by reaching out to them.
Crawford oversees the Federal Food Distribution Program on Indian Reservations, basically SNAP or food stamps for tribal members funded by the Farm Bill. It's also called commodities. He's doubled enrollment in the program over the past 2 years to serve almost 600 people, and he's revamping the feel of the distribution center, moving away from a warehouse with pallets to a self-serve store.
And with the new system, we are pushing for a re-grand opening April 1st to where it's just like going in your regular typical grocery store.
Crawford also oversees the tribally funded food pantry in Browning. It's undergoing major changes, too, placing a bigger focus on delivering donations to outlier communities instead of opening the Browning office on a daily basis.
My goal is to identify the ones that really need it.
That means implementing new guidelines and tweaking the application process. Crawford says it's all trial and error, figuring out how to satisfy the reservation's need given logistical constraints of time and budgets.
Is the need being met here? Do we have enough? The answer is no. Are these programs being utilized to the best of their ability? Probably not. So we face two problems. We have a need, and then we have to get the individuals. We have to empower
He says donations, like the single drop that Greg Fortin and Jimmy St. Goddard orchestrated, or even recurring shipments, like what Scott Brandt organizes with the Blackfeet Nourish Project, those are always welcome. But Crawford adds those drops are Band-Aids that won't heal the wound. He says he wants to start addressing the underlying reasons that make them necessary. In Heart Butte, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.